raise the flag of stars and pies, of red and white and blue. A flag that guarantees the rise for men like me and you.
Raise the flag, son. Read what's written there. The history, the progress, the heritage we share. Our flag reflects the past, son, but stands for so much more. And in this age of Aquarius, it still flies in the fore. It leads the forward movement shared by all mankind to learn, to love, to live with peace of mind. To learn the mysteries of space as well as those of Earth. To love each man for what he is, regardless of his birth. To live without the fear of reprisal for belief. To ease the tensions of a world that cries out for relief.
Raise the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue.
Face the flag, son. Take a good long look. What you're seeing now can't be found in a history book. It's the present, the future, son. It's being written now. And you're the one to write it. The flag can show you how. You know what it stands for? What its makers meant? To think, to speak, the privilege of dissent. To think our leaders might be wrong, to stand and tell them so. These are the things that other men under other flags will never know. But responsibility, that's the cross that free men must bear. If you don't accept that, freedom isn't there.
Face the flag of stars and bars, of red and white and blue. A flag that guarantees the rise for men like me and you.
Face the flag, son, and face reality. Our strength and our freedoms are based in unity. The flag is but a symbol, son, of the world's greatest nation. As long as it keeps flying, there's cause for celebration. So do what you gotta do, but always keep in mind, a lot of people believe in peace, but there are the other kind. If we want to keep these freedoms, we may have to fight again, God forbid. But if we do, let's always fight to win. The fate of a loser is futile. It's bare. No love, no peace. Just misery and despair. Face the flag, son, and thank God it's still there.
Fuck you. Think we like you? Think we make music for you? We make music because we think it's funny and we get off on it. We get our rocks off on it, fucking thinking about all you fat-ass Americans out there. 52% of you is fucking obese eating McDonald's every day, pushing a button to open your fucking garage, hiring a fucking Mexican to mow your yard while you sit in there and fucking eat buckets of confucked fried McFist fuck at your house watching Jerry fucking Springer. So fuck you. I hope I offend all of you. And you ain't heard nothing yet, people. Because the bleeding vaginas is going to turn into something you're going to absolutely will bother you like a monkey on your back the rest of your fucking life. We're going to say things that you can't even believe. We're going to say things that make you go, God damn, what the fuck is wrong with these people? What is wrong with them? God! I'm going to make you run and hide and hold your hand over your ass like you just got spanked. We're gonna make you hate life. We're gonna make you think about things. You're gonna go, fuck! That's all I had to say to you. So beware. There's more.
Listen to you, bitch. Listen to you, whine. But you cruise to CD, your features are cooking for this time. Your kids are getting fatter, and the yellow's rather bleak. Despite you putting them on 3-fat diets every week. So be a piece of blame, and make a change at home. Well, damn it, you're American, you're born to bitching mode. And just like every problem, your solution is the same. Your feature came already, babysitter is to blame. There's every single character on every single show. But they seem to mold it perfectly to help your children grow. Cause if they're not in your role models of beacons for good health, you might just have to be one yourself. And who has time for that? So when you're finished a bit, you turn on your TV. Right there, right down, every empty to CSE. There's a googly and moment with a coat of navy blue. You can complain of something here that looks like no flu. And when they get sleep, I'm not down to cookies disappear. And suddenly, the reason why your ushers have a clear. There's one that's fucking real, still on your religion board. So when the stuff is over, see what's open to these scores. Because you're freaking busy, you can teach your kids to see that reality is different from what's broadcast on TV. So you know that they'll just emulate the things that publish do. And that might reflect badly on you. Now you're screwed by the plot of the cookie monster. Evil puppet feeling of a piece of tea. Now they change the tune in this fearful fabric. Say it's a letter, so good enough for me. Hey.
Change to your laptop and beeper. Kiss some clients as in, then play some Minesweeper. Then hightail it over to you. Drop a lesson and latte for lattes. A therapy session for you. Whine and ramble and dab your eyelids. And complain that you never get time with your kids.
Can you tell me how to get to Hypocrisy Street? Yeah, that's kind of heavy-handed there, don't you think? Yeah, so this is a whole song, so let's wrap it up.
Wow. You're bitchy, yippee, heart out, and meddle with the best. But your brooding fat-out suspect keeps deferring a success. So what the hell's a problem? It surely can't be you. It must be all the violence on this PlayStation 2. Look at this atrocity, this puzzle's on this case. And chronic took addictions, why do this every day? There's nudity and blood, they got the cheap, those good people. And that just in the north, getting 3D's after sequel. It sure disables them, they get to say that they're mature. But now honestly, just who the hell recycles anymore? Tell me what in the P's a year for parents across the land. The games are not for kids, they're all just banned. Now you're screaming for the plot of a game programmer. Getting to be just a children's industry. Pixelated actors, some baby role models. And the presenter is good enough for me. Streaming for a new list of points or banger. Wars to the whole world is rated P&G. Don't stop to think what the letters really stand for. And the presenter.
Mr. Romo, see if the letters are good enough for me. I am now.
I saw a ham hock on the table. Cutting up onions was my sister Mabel. She put them all in a pot and added some stock, and them beans were just steeping on the stove. And Ma was standing in the kitchen cooking, and we was standing in the door just looking. Ma yelled supper, we started cooking. Them beans was good. Got me a big old square cornbread and a bowl just as big as my head. I got as full as a tick. I thought I'd get sick, but them beans kept calling my name. And Ma was standing in the kitchen cooking, and we was standing in the door just looking. Ma yelled supper, we started looking. Them beans was good. got so full I thought I'd just die. I even skipped seconds on the pecan pie. I know what I felt, I had to loosen my belt. When I woke up I was sleeping outside. And Ma was standing in the kitchen cooking, and we was standing in the door just looking. Ma yelled supper and started cooking. Them beans was good. Standing in the kitchen cooking, and we was standing in the door just looking. Ma yelled supper, we started cooking. Tell you what, them beans was good.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the Lion Dogs with their ode to beans. Them beans was good. Before that, who was that? Warm Quartet with C is for Lettuce, and that's good enough for me. A little take on the Cookie Monster. My favorite of all the snack food monsters. No, I can't really say that. I mean, Count Chocula, Frankenberry, Booberry. The Cookie Monster is probably like a close fourth, and I'm sure there's some sort of variation on that that I'm forgetting, sadly. And before that, you heard a good rant of John Wayne, followed by the Bleeding Vaginas. You'll be hearing more from them on Insert Noise here. I am your host, Loki, and you are in episode 00016 using the Discordian method of counting things in five-digit numerals, because, anyway, this is going to be the Thanksgiving episode. That's the shared cultural experience that we all have coming up, or have had recently, depending on your personal temporal locality. Hope you enjoy it, and if you don't,
Thanksgiving oops. Day, November 28th, 1986. Thanks for the wild turkey and passenger pigeons destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent to despoil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge and danger. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot. Thanks for bounties on wolves and coyotes. Thanks for the American dream to vulgarize and falsify until the bare lies shine through. Thanks for the KKK. For nigger killing lawmen feeding their notches. For decent church going women with their mean, pinched, bitter, evil faces. Thanks for Killer Queer for Christ stickers. Thanks for laboratory AIDS. Thanks for prohibition and the war against drugs. Thanks for a country where nobody is allowed to mind his own business. Thanks for a nation of finks. Yes, thanks for all the memories. All right, let's see your arms. You always were a headache, and you always were a bore. Thanks for the last and greatest betrayal of the last and greatest of human dreams.
Divide and conquer is the motto. And as long as people continue to see themselves as separate from everything else, they lend themselves to being completely enslaved. The men behind the curtain know this.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, but at that time I don't think he knew what he was getting into. Then again, I wasn't around and neither was you. So how do we really know the truth? It's up to you to decide. Take a look at how we live in our lives. Anything we get our hands on, we capitalize, idolize. Green bills over innocent lives. The root of all evil is our country's God.
we worship it, sell our souls for it, get cold for it, bowl for it, war for it, rob a store for it. This country's seen metamorphosis beyond control, yet it's still the same shit, and it ain't changed since. They wrote the Constitution as if it's a solution. The Bible's been excluded and replaced by man-made illusions. All we doing is losing. Divide and conquer is the tactic they're using. And we follow cause we clueless.
America is America, and we're living a lie, so I will not comply. America, love America, where they give you all this freedom. Contradicted was the reason that America is America, and for it you will die, with no reasons why. America, hate America, where they claim to give you freedom, but I bet you'll never see it.
Land of the free, biggest lie you'll ever see. We talk about unity, but everyone is unique. Out for self, out for wealth, see the cards is dealt. Since when has God been limited to blessing this mess? I guess it's since he was moved out by the presidents. Take God out, but you can't remove the evidence. It's on every dollar bill, but who am I to judge him when I work hard to spend him and even harder to get him? Three strikes, you're out. You see how power corrupts? Absolutely no doubt. Mess up once and you're stuck. We still at war for what? Don't you think they had enough? Then the gas went up and trade centers blew up. Stock markets crashing, banks losing cash, and the way Bush takes action reminds me of a mannequin. Yet it's all part of a plan with them one world government. I swear I hate this shit with a passion.
America is America, and we're living a lie, so I will not comply. America, love America, where they give you all this freedom. Contradicted was the reason that America is America, and for it you would die, with no reasons why. America, hey America, where they claim to give you freedom, but I bet you'll never see it.
I see moronic country with military intelligence. I get screwed so bad that it's hard to stay celibate. Can't stay on the ground, always wrapped around my ankles. And we, as Americans, have to stand and take it, cause the almighty dollar is competing with vagina. They so desperate to rule the world, they tell you what they wanna. TV brainwashes, Hollywood, Satan, stock market. We have chips in our IDs and signal converter boxes. We're all imperfect beings, so don't matter who's in office. We're in the end, media just keeps your mind off of it. Let's talk about the SVP or the North American Union or the RFID. Can't you see what they're doing? If you hear this and get mad at me, then think about what's happening. They signing bills too to diminish American sovereignty. They trying to keep us in poverty. It's highway robbery. In this country, your soul is just another commodity.
America is America, and we're living a lie, so I will not comply. America, love America, where they give you all this freedom. Contradicted with the reason that America is America, and for it you would die, with no reasons why. America, hate America, where they claim to give you freedom, but I bet you'll never see it. America is America, and we're living a lie, so I will not comply. America, love America, where they give you all this freedom. Contradicted with the reason that America is America, and for it you will die, with no reasons why. America, hey America, where they plan to give you freedom, but I bet you'll never see it.
Carrying the Star Reserve, 1913 through lies. The Ukraine 9/11, which is another lie. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie. What are you doing this for? What's the point of this thing? You have all the money in the world you ever want. You have all the power. I said, you know, you're hurting people. It's not a good thing. And he would say, what do you care about the people for?
Colored, Lordy, I don't care for queers. nonsense. I don't know, I don't know. It's God up in the sky, watching my every move. What happens when I die? Will I vacate this world like poo? Or find myself in hell or in heaven? Or some other strange place, never knowing the meaning nor the reason, my memory erased. If
this correctly when I say that was La Havine with some sort of song. Before that you heard another sort of song by quickly becoming a favorite group of mine, Crotchless Leather Wheelchair. Has there ever been or will there ever be a more perfect name for a group than Crotchless Leather Wheelchair? Before that, a little hip-hop on the funk side. Yeah, oh my god, that was so terrible. Lyrical Wizard, and before that, Saint
William Billy S. Burroughs, offering a lament to the Thanksgiving with a prayer and some such, yada yada. And I want you guys to really think about this. Think about your Thanksgiving. Are you grateful for the things that have been done for you? Because if you're anything like me, and you're a youngin' or an oldin', and you've never experienced any true hard times, you've never had the choking despair that most people, that we would call people anyway, on this great big revolving dirt clod in the sky, have experienced as human beings, then truly you should be grateful that every time you buy a disposable douche, a baby in Africa dies horribly. Are you thankful for the fact that every quarter pounder kills an entire tribe of pygmies in Africa? So when you eat that fucking hamburger, I hope you eat the hell out of that hamburger. Because yada yada, yada yada, insert slogan here.
What is it exactly that the VP does? What is it exactly that the VP does? What is it exactly that the VP does? What is it exactly that the VP does?
I can't speak to the vice president's thinking that well, because he's someone who keeps things to himself, and he believes in doing it his way, and he doesn't care what anybody else thinks. He's going to do it the way he feels is best, and that's not always what's in the best interest of this country, as we've seen.
He told me backstage you thought he was a goon.
Go fuck yourself, Mr. Chase.
What is it exactly that the VP does? What is it exactly that the VP does?
I was just your average hockey mom in Alaska. And he's a world champion snow machine racer.
Let me explain to them what the job involves.
The Americans say it's not worth fighting.
So?
So? You don't care what the American people think?
So?
What is it exactly that the VP does?
I don't recall that I gave instructions to that effect.
That would be something you would recall.
I would think so. Certainly, I was involved.
What is it exactly that the VP does?
At the CIA, we always anticipate that maybe foreign enemies will betray us. But how ironic that it was senior administration officials.
What is it exactly that the VP does?
Team mom and coaching some basketball on the side.
What is it exactly that the VP does?
I got involved in the PTA.
What is it exactly that the VP does?
National leaders are sending them out on a task that is from God. That's what we have to make sure that we're praying for, that there is a plan, and that plan is God's plan.
One side, people say, drill, drill, drill. On the other side, people are saying, look, we need to keep this area pristine.
Well, and we need to drill, 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 though.
That plan is God's plan.
To drill, 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 drill.
What is it exactly that the VP does?
As the team mom and coaching some basketball.
What is it exactly that the VP does?
I got involved in the PTA.
Drill, drill, drill.
God-given resources.
Drill, drill, drill.
God-given resources.
Drill, drill, drill.
Really, all of that stuff doesn't do any good if the people of Alaska's heart isn't right with God.
As for that VP talk all the time, I tell you, I still can't answer that question until somebody answers for me.
What is it exactly that the
drill,
VP
drill,
does?
Drill.
What is it exactly that the VP
drill,
does?
Drill,
I was
drill.
Just your average hockey mom in Alaska.
Drill, drill,
and
drill.
He's a world champion snow machine racer.
National leaders are sending them out on a task that is from God. That's what we have to make sure that we're praying for, that there is a plan, and that plan is God's plan.
We're on a mission from God.
Serving as the team mom and coaching some basketball on the side
is God's plan.
I got involved in the PTA.
Is God's plan.
I was just your average hockey mom in Alaska.
Is God's plan. I think God's will has to be done in unifying people and companies to get that gaslighting bill. So pray for that.
We need to drill, drill, drill.
We're on a mission from God.
You know what you need? You need a Holy Ghost enema right up your rear end.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God is looking out for you. The walls are closing in, huh? Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
What about God? Send some cash with special bargains for white trash. Don't feel ignored. Pray praise the Lord, I'll take all that you can afford.
Amen, amen, Amex, amen, 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 Amex, amen, 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 Life Tech, amen, 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 amen.
Feeling cruddy? Need salvation? Come on, buddy, make donation. God bless the congregation, 'cause they pay for my vacation, yeah. I'll raise my voice to a dance. Beelzebub's got no chance. And though I preach sin and hellfire, I'm getting off with half a choir.
Amen, amen, teen sex, amen, amen, gay men, big pecs, gay men, amen, gay men, teen sex, amen, gay men, gay men, amen!
If you're struggling with temptation, or you're hooked on masturbation, out of wedlock, impregnation, you don't need the aggravation. Slutty bimbos, drunken winos, don't despair, pay dinero, yeah!
But I will look to the God from whom things come from.
God's work cannot go on unless you send your money.
You know what you need? You need a Holy Ghost enema right up your spirit. The walls are closing in, huh? Lord have mercy, huh?
Now you've been bad, you can't sleep. God won't forgive you if you're cheap. That MasterCard will do just fine. Hard sell, no help, but peace of mind.
Amen, amen, Amex, amen. Amen, amen, Amex, amen. Amen, amen, White Tech, amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Drugs and gambling, fornication, we could skip the condemnation. Screw your children's graduation and your sick wife's medication. My casino down in Reno has no cash flow. Big problemo. You're a liar. Gay desire. Price goes higher. I require funds to buy ya. You a tire and church fire. That hellfire, it'll fry ya!
Straight talk.
Should gay marriage be allowed?
I think that gay marriage should be allowed if there's a ceremony kind of thing, if you want to call it that. I don't have any problem with that. I believe if people want to have private ceremonies, it's fine. I do not believe that gay marriages should be legal.
What?
Yeah.
Are you against civil unions for gay couples?
No, I am not. But
you're free, and freedom is beautiful. And you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will. My speech to the nation.
Get on with it.
Yes, get on with it.
going.
There's one terrible pilot.
I mentioned early on that I recognize there are hurdles, and that we're going to keep those hurdles.
I know it's exactly probably it's going to be, but if you only want, shame on you. The fool, you can't get fooled again.
Shut up, you Americans. You always talk, you Americans. You talk, and you say, let me tell you something, and I just want to say this. Well, you're dead now, so shut up.
Dead?
Dead.